welcome back. All right, we have to pause. I'm serious as a heart attack. We have to switch gears here so rapidly your head might explode or at least spin around. Just watch out for the green pea soup. Don't spew, okay? Please. But we have asked to join us tonight Mark Perkel, a gentleman I've never met, but I feel like he's a friend. Those of you who hang out with Bart Kopp or Democratic Underground or wherever, you know Mark Perkel, especially if you hang out Democratic Underground. And we wanted to bring him on. He wants to share some information about a new religion he's founded, the Church of the New Reality. We'll continue to discuss the topics we were in the first hour, but I want to talk with Mark for a while, and Jesus, you know, I just need a break. Mark, thanks for taking some of the heat off here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Mark. How you doing? Mark, hey. Joins us from where? San Bruno, California?
San Bruno, California, just San Francisco.
All right, the mission statement here says, I was sitting at home thinking about all the problems that religions cause in the world, and the idea just hit me, why not have a religion based on believing in everything that's real? And you go on to say, we live in a world that is turning its back on reality. We are a world that has nuclear weapons. The number of nations and nuclear capabilities are increasing. Many of the nations who have these weapons are unstable, irresponsible. Many are in control of fiction-based religions that envision a future of Armageddon. So the Church of Reality became more of a commitment to the pursuit of reality than understanding reality itself. It's about the hunt for reality. That's deep. That's heavy, Mark. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, what I'm talking about here is that it occurred to me that if, you know, we're going to have a religion and we're going to believe in something, why don't we believe in what's real? And what's happening in the world right now, when you look at the fact that, you know, that Bush got, you know, approximately half the vote, you know, it means that there are a lot of people who are so out of touch with reality that they're reelecting somebody who's a failure.
Right.
You know, and I ask myself, well, why is that? You know, and the reason is that there are forces, you know, that affect the human mind that are much stronger than logic and reason, and that, you know, the American populace is subject to these forces, you know, and it's time to bring people back to the real world. And so the Church of Reality gives a religious identity to realists. People who believe in what's real, you know, when you ask them, well, what are you? You know, well, some mm-hmm. people say they're an atheist. Well, an atheist doesn't say what you are. It tells about what you don't believe in. But what you do believe in is that you're a realist and you're practicing realism, and that's what the Church of Reality is about.
Well, that, I can appreciate that, but doesn't humanism, the Freedom from Religion Foundation what's this new organization, the Brights, isn't that what they're all about? Not that I'm trying to be the skunk at the picnic here, but isn't this already kind of established, this idea of, isn't this what Carl Sagan talked about in his last book, The Demon-Haunted Earth, or The Demon-Haunted World? So are you joining forces with people like Carl Sagan or the Freedom from Religion Foundation or secular humanism? Are you joining forces, trying to organize it? What?
Well, not really, you know. Obviously, I'm not the one who invented reality. Reality invented me, but...
Wait a minute. Mark, say that again. I like that. You're not the one what?
I'm not the one who invented reality. Reality invented me.
Hold on. I got to write that down. Hold on a minute. Let me get a pen. All right. Go. That's good. I like that. Now, if that's what you're talking about, sign me up. I'm with you. I'm there.
Well,
I'm so there that where I was isn't. Do you understand what I'm saying with that?
Okay.
I am so there that where I was isn't. Man, Mark, you're talking my language. All right.
Well, you're being real in the sacred moment now.
That's it. That's it, brother. Preach. Go ahead. Tell me some more. Now, you know, all religions have got to have their canon of ethics. They got to have, most of them have a virgin birth somewhere or an antediluvial moment that is washed away in the flood. Do you have any of that?
We have the sacred principles of the Church of Reality.
All right.
The first sacred principle of the Church of Reality is the principle of positive evolution.
Positive evolution.
Positive evolution, which means that we are committed to moving forward, to to making tomorrow better than today.
I like that.
The Church of Reality is about exploring reality, and we don't explore reality individually. We explore reality collectively.
Right.
You know, you don't just build a Hubble telescope in your backyard and launch it into space yourself. You know, this is something that's done by societies.
Amen,
so
if I may.
In order for us to evolve forward, for us to explore reality, we have to evolve forward. You know, so we have to have a better society. We have to have better education. We have to have a freer exchange of knowledge.
Right.
And we're growing, you know, the sum total of all human understanding, which in the Church of Reality is referred to as the Tree of Knowledge.
Now, why do you refer to it as a Church of Reality, Mark? Why not some other word there? Because the word church conjures up a certain image. Why have you chosen that word specifically?
Well, people are very religious-oriented, you know, in the world. You know, the human mind wants to link to other people. You know, the human race has been successful because of our ability to work together and share knowledge. You know, so we're biologically programmed to form groups. You know,
right? Sure, absolutely.
Cults, you know, and stuff. So,
right.
So I'm creating a cult based on reality, and I want to try to, you know, position it as something that challenges other religions. You know, on the basis of what's real, because other religions are evolving too, you know, Christianity and Islam, and, you know, they're not static religions. They're religions that are changing and evolving, and the Church of Reality is partly, you know, to help those religions evolve in a positive direction. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, the world does not end in their lifetime. You know?
Well, you can make the case that neither Christianity nor Islam is evolving in a positive way, that both are devolving into some garbage, blood-infested death struggle between these two monolithic religions that actually share the same God. You know, if there is a God, he or she or it, or whatever the hell it is probably looking at these Christians and these Muslims and just thinking, you know, you people are dumber than hell. You did this 700 years ago. You're doing it again. You know, he must be slapping his knees and laughing his ass off.
Well, and that's why the Church of Reality is so important now, is because we're trying to bring reality into the Muslim religion, to Islam and Christianity, so that, you know, we can help other religions evolve in a positive direction.
What about the Jews? Are you going to leave them out?
Nope, Jews too. I mean, the Jews are, you know, had this fantasy that God gave them property in the Middle East, and, you know, God didn't give them property in the Middle East. You know, but yet, you know, they're killing Palestinians over it, you know, who also feel like God gave them that property.
And he didn't give it to them either.
No.
You know, just a couple of primordial tribes wandering around, both Semitic, a couple thousand years ago, and one said, this is mine, the other one said, this is mine, and look what happened, right?
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
The Church of Reality is to bring people back to reality, to get people to think about reality every day, to evangelize reality, so that reality becomes important no matter what religion you are. And if Christians think about reality more, if they ask themselves, you know, is this really real? You know, what's really going on? What's really going on in politics? What's really happening in America?
Do you know, Mark, let me interrupt, and I mean no disrespect here, but the last time I asked myself, is this really real, was the first time I ever smoked a joint. And I was sitting there, and I think I was looking at my hand.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I could see the entire universe, the atomic structure in my hand, and I said, wow, man, is this really real? How do you separate your religious beliefs, this new church, from stoner thought? I'm serious now. I'm not trying to be a smartass here. I'm serious. How do you separate it from stoner thought?
Stoner thought often, you know, gets you in a mind space where you at least ask, you know, what we call the sacred question, what is real?
Okay.
So, you know, the Church of Reality isn't about answering what is real. The Church of Reality is about asking the question about what is real. And quite frankly, you know, I was stoned when I came up with the idea for the Church of Reality. So it's a marijuana-inspired idea.
Sort of like...
Exactly what it is that you're saying.
Sort of like the Native American, like Don Juan, like Don Gennaro, like the two people who taught Carlos Castaneda, right? The mystics. Hold on a second, Mark. We got a break here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more. This is kind of interesting. Stick around, okay? We'll put you on hold. I'll come right back. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Set it up. That's me in the corner. station, one joke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary.
Well, if it's a state religion, that's not what we're in for. We don't want for one governmental religion. Government will never, you know, say this is the religion. We're free from society for religion.
Oh, Jesus. We're talking to Mark Perkel, who has called in from just north of San Francisco. He is the author or the founder or the Pope, hell, I don't know, of the Church of the Church of Reality, right? Is that, that's what it's called, right, Mark?
The Church of Reality. My title is the first one because I'm the guy who came up with the idea.
Okay, the first one. Uh-oh, that sounds like it's hierarchical, is it? I mean, are you going to have all kinds of people? Are you going to have a college of cardinals or the equivalent? I hope not.
We have the Council of Realists, you know, which is the board of directors. But
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Well, you're right before the break. We were talking about Don Juan and Don Junero. I don't know if you have read The Road to Ixalan, all those books that came out when late 60s, early 70s by the anthropological professor from Southern Cal or University of California, Los Angeles, Carlos Castaneda. And the whole thing, the two sorcerers, the Indian from the desert in southwest United States and north northwest Mexico, Don Juan and Don Junero took Carlos and tried to explain to him the nature of reality. Now, what happened? Go ahead, Malloy. Try to synopsize seven books. What happened was what Carlos found out was that reality was nothing but a simple a construct, and that once you transcended that vision of reality, you could do anything you wanted to. You could step between dimensions if you chose to, and some of the stuff was pretty scary. So immediately after I read those books, I did what any good American did. I went out in the woods with three friends and did a day's worth of peyote. And it was strange. It was bizarre. It was weird, especially when you have trees start talking to you, which I experienced. So my question to you is, if the Church of Reality is really reality-based, how do you handle the argument that reality is nothing more than a construct?
Well, because there really is real reality out there. One of the examples I give is if a Christian who believes that God can make him fly and a Buddhist who believes that God can make him fly both jump off the Golden Gate Bridge at the same time in a vacuum, which one will hit the water first?
Oh, my God. That's like the sound of one hand clapping, right?
Right.
I love that, Mark.
There's personal reality out there. People have asked me, well, what about my personal reality? Well, my personal reality, the universe, you know, was created on October 10th, 1955, and the universe will cease to exist the moment I die, you know. So
right, exactly, exactly.
But, there's real reality out there because there seems to be sufficient evidence that the universe actually did exist before I was born, you know. So I'm accepting, I suppose, on faith, you know, that the universe is bigger than I am.
This is great. Listen, I've had a bunch of emails here. People are ready to sign up, man. Do you have a website?
Yes, churchofreality.org.
Oh, well, that figures.
That's
churchofreality.org.
Yeah, and it's all on there. You know, the seven sacred missions, the sacred principles of the Church of Reality, the terminology of the Church of Reality, and the missions, you know, what the Church of Reality is here to do. And one of the things the Church of Reality is here to do is to bring the world back to a reality-based, you know, form of thinking, you know, so
sure,
we don't make the mistakes and have a nuclear war, you know, between, you know, one religion and another, that would, you know, we're one planet, we need to figure out how to get along together, and in order to do that, we have to look at reality the way it really is.
Yeah, I'll pass the collection plate on that one, pal. No, I hear you. I'm just wondering how closely what you're talking about. I've got another author here, Andrew Weil, who's now into health food and crap, but at one time, Andrew Weil, he wrote the book The Natural Mind. And his point was, there's two ways to find reality, drugs or meditation. Drugs is a shortcut, and he wasn't being a smartass. He was talking about responsible use of drugs, kind of like Timothy Leary. Whoops.
Well, I've got a little bit of experience with that, too, you know, and there are times where drugs can help you figure it out.
Right.
You know, but, of course, you also got to realize that you're in a drug-induced state, you know, so if you think the trees are talking to you, It's just in your mind. You know, the trees actually are not talking to you.
Now, see, this is where you and I would get into, like, I don't know, our church. If I remember, we'd have a schism right here. You'd be the Catholic, I'd be the Protestant. Because, well, see, when trees talk to me, dude, they're talking.
Yeah. But you see, right now, we're talking about reality, and because...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking no fantasy crap here. I'm talking reality, too.
Yeah, I know, but you see, that's what the Church of Reality is all about. It's to get people like me and you and the listening audience to talk about reality, to think about reality, and to ask these type of questions and have these type of discussions. You know, I want, you know, people like me and you to talk about, you know, do the trees really talk to us when we're on drugs or not? You know, I want to, you know, Christians to talk about, you know,
yeah,
did Jesus really, you know, was born from a virgin, you know, and is the universe really only 6,000 years old?
It's all weird. It's just too weird. Mark, this has been a wonderful discussion. Churchofreality.org is where you can check out what Mark Perkel is talking about. Mark, you're a true American. I love talking to you. Let's chat again, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Take care. And watch out. Don't you live? You live right near the San Andreas Fault, right?
I have about 150 yards from it.
Oh, Jesus. Please be careful, all right? Don't stomp around the house, all right?
Yeah, I walk on tiptoes when I cross the phone.
Thanks, Mark. Mark, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again.
Okay.
Mark Perkel is the, I guess, the Pope of the Church of Reality. He joined us from San Bruno, California. Check out his website, churchofreality.org. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. You will.